AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Fierce winds are raging in the Los Angeles area, fueled by powerful Santa Ana winds. National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullinax says the high winds and low humidity are making fighting wildfires in Southern California very difficult.
These types of winds and relative humidity levels are such that these are extremely favorable for fire weather conditions should they ensue. And in this case, with several fires ongoing, the winds are expected to continue throughout today.
Thousands of firefighters have been battling at least three separate blazes from the Pacific Coast to Pasadena. Mexico's president has a sarcastic response to President-elect Trump's proposal to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has responded to President-elect Donald Trump's suggestion to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. And it was a sarcastic response as she stood before a global map during Wednesday's press briefing.
Obviamente, Golfo de México es...
Obviously, the Gulf of Mexico's name is recognized by a United Nations agency, but why don't we call it Mexican America? Sounds nice, doesn't it? And Sheinbaum noted that the Gulf of Mexico has been called the Gulf of Mexico since 1607. I'm Donna Water.
Outgoing Secretary of State Blinken is advising the world not to waste a lot of time on President-elect Trump's plans about Greenland. Blinken says the incoming president's ambitions about Greenland and the U.S. taking control of it are unlikely to amount to anything more than talk. A former police officer who stormed the U.S. Capitol with fellow members of the Proud Boys extremist group has been sentenced to 14 months in prison. The federal judge who sentenced Nathaniel Tuck is allowing him to report at a date to be determined. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has the latest on Israeli airstrikes on Gaza.
Israeli airstrikes in southern Gaza have killed at least 17 people, nearly all of them women or children, according to the territory's health ministry. The director of the child ward at the local hospital said five children were killed as they sheltered together in the same tent in Mouassi. Footage taken by the AP at the hospital showed a badly injured child being carried in on a stretcher as she wailed in pain. The strikes tore into tents for displaced Palestinians in Mouassi and a car and two houses in the Khan Yunis area, according to the hospital. A man carrying the corpse of a child in a white shroud soaked in blood hugged the lifeless body before leaving it inside the morgue as he left with tears streaming down his face. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.